Being new to the life of a cuckold can be an overwhelming, exciting, and exhilarating experience. It's one that often feels like a tangled web of colliding and conflicting emotions. The cuckold sometimes doesn't know if he's coming or going. He doesn't know exactly what to expect or when to expect it. All he knows is the whirlwind of feelings that are pushing him toward that unknown experience of being a cuckold. There's the absolute thrill of doing something that's very naughty and very kinky by the definitions of most. There's that fear of the unknown, having no idea what is down the road. There's the powerful titillation of envisioning one's partner turning into a hot wife who's always on the lookout for big cocks and wants to get laid just as much as she can. There's the worry that the wife or girlfriend in the scenario will end up benching that cock and not wanting the cuckold sexually ever again. There's the vicarious pleasure a man can experience from seeing and hearing his partner being completely satisfied by another man. And then there is the jealousy of another man touching one's partner in that most intimate and personal way possible. Yes, it is a hurricane of feelings, sensations, and emotions. It often carries with it a feeling of damned if you do and damned if you don't, but there's just something magnetic about that prospect. It's just too good to resist. When the cuckold experiences jealousy, it's often based on that perception of what is my territory. After all, any man knows the last thing he should ever want is to see his wife or his girlfriend in bed with another man, screaming her head off, writhing and moaning in a way he has never himself witnessed before. Despite the titillation he may feel upon seeing these things, there are those undeniable moments when a cuckolded man decides that, well, that pussy is his territory, and he wants no one else to have it, nor should anyone be occupying his place in the bed. While these feelings may become tolerable over time and appear to be less obvious to the more experienced cuckold, it doesn't just go away completely as one winds his way down the cuckold highway. Yes, it's certainly tempered by that hot display of sexuality. Maybe he helps, it's the sounds, it's the smells, and those make it more bearable. Not quite as noticeable. However, that jealousy still makes itself known now and again. It has just now become accepted in a unique way that's simply part and parcel of the cuckold experience. While that is the most common form of jealousy of which one thinks when considering a cuckold situation, there is another form of jealousy that sometimes does develop and does not make itself known until the cuckold has moved down that path a bit, gained a little more experience, become more comfortable with being that cuckolded man. There's a time down that path when there's something that makes a man even more jealous than another man fucking his wife or girlfriend. If you're curious as to this other form of jealousy, one that's a little more insidious and can become even more powerful and controlling than just the mere jealousy of what a man sees as his property being violated in front of him, give me a call, Mistress Emma Jane of Fetish phonesexcalls.com. 800-601-6975. If you happen to be a cuckold, let's see if this applies to you. If you're new to being a cuckold, consider this a forewarning to help you be more prepared. Either way, let's discover if you are a candidate for this special kind of cuckold jealousy. You can also follow up with my next blog post, in which I will elaborate on this cuckold jealousy.